This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. If I had one particular kink that turns me on the most, it would be turning normal people into pedophiles. And I know that's pretty fucked up, but I mean, the heart wants what the heart wants. Or should I say, the cunt wants what the cunt wants. And I've spent a pretty good amount of time doing this to normal people. I've come up with tactics, if you will, that work best for me. And it's really not that hard to make a switch, to make someone think and desire things that they would never imagine they'd want. So what I do is I find men that they might consider themselves a little kinky. Like, maybe they've been into BDSM, you know, water sports, kinky shit. I've also done this with men that don't consider themselves kinky at all. I quite like those the best. Because, you know, they say corruption hits the ones that are most susceptible, most innocent. There's more to corrupt. And that makes me more wet. So, yeah, I find a man and, you know, I charm them. I earn their trust. And I start introducing my own personal kinks to them. I tell them that I have a secret fantasy that I like to think about when I'm alone. And I tell each and every one they're the first person I've ever told. And I tell them that I like to fantasize about little girls and older men. Like daddy-daughter type stuff. And that usually doesn't make anyone feel too uncomfortable. But when I really start getting into it, I introduce things to add to the pleasure of us exploring this kink together. I'll add in things like Lolly. And I'll tell them, you know, there's nothing wrong with Lolly. It's just cartoons. And we'll look at it together. And I'll get him addicted to Lolly until he can't stop thinking about real child pussy. And then I'll introduce him to little social media sluts. And of course, I introduce it as such. It's just social media, you know, it's public content. And I'll get him addicted to that. I'll show him little sluts like Coco Quinn, Presley Elise. And once they come, I'll whisper in their ear that he just came to a 12-year-old girl. And I also use other tactics like, you know, just simple dirty talk. I like to leave them little voicemails of audios talking about young, underage, jailbait whores, child pussy, you know, the naughty things. I also encourage them to start looking at little girls in public in different ways. You know, not just looking at them as just some random kid, trying to imagine those little girls undressed, or try to imagine what's under their clothes, what they feel like. And so that's like step one. I get inside of their mind and I just rearrange some things and I guess reprogram their sexual desires. Because after those tactics, they're hooked. They want more and more and more. And you know I'm going to give it to them. But I like to be slow and methodical. Because if I go too fast, too quick, I might scare them away. Men tend to have this guilty conscience or shame sometimes. But it helps when I'm there, feeding more and more, encouraging more and more. And I can't tell you how fucking hot it is for me to convert, we'll call them innocent men. Men that have probably never thought of a child in a filthy way. And then I turn them into pedo junkies, addicted to Lolly, addicted to social media, preteens and tweens, ones that can't stop jerking to children, and it gets me so fucking wet. Like nothing else. Nothing else gets me that wet. I guess I have what they call a corruption kink. And I have no apologies about it. Because it's really not that difficult to unlock inside of a man. I like to think that it's there, just waiting to be unlocked. And in the beginning, this is where I stopped. I would just do these, you know, fun, legal ways of corrupting. But I found myself wanting more. I wanted to see how far I could ruin them. I started having daydreams and like fantasies of seeing a world where most people are proud, child-loving pedophiles. I was obsessed with the idea. I couldn't stop thinking about it. Because I'll admit, yeah, I find little girls sexy. I can find, you know, the joy and masturbating and fantasizing about little girls. But for me, it's seeing the man obsessed with those little girls. It's the corruption of it. It's seeing a man just be a filthy fucking pedophile. So I started doing a little research, if you will. Because I didn't really know about the underground, illegal world of child porn. And I was obsessed with being responsible for making these men even worse. I mean, I got to where I couldn't stop thinking about turning a man into a child porn junkie. So I did some research. And after my first set of tactics, I would then slyly introduce preteens with like studios. It's called Star Session or Candy Dolls. And in particular, I found one girl to be the biggest trigger in the best way. One that really pulled these men down into kiddie porn pleasure. Her name is Laura, and she was the nail in the coffin for so many men. I mean, I know she's your favorite, isn't she? How those swimsuits and ballet clothes trigger you to no end. You can't resist her. There's no man that can resist her. That puffy little child cunt, the way it just puffs out of those clothes, makes such a naughty, triggering camel toe. It's been burned into your mind, hasn't it? Something you just can't get away from. Can't say no to it. And you're not the only one. Like, I remember one scene where you just probably played that thing like thousands of times. I'm sure you can see it seared into that brain, into your mind's eye. You know the scene I'm talking about? The one where she's riding the couch in a short yellow short. That one. You have such a huge pedophile crush on her, don't you? Is she your dream girl? That little girl? I bet you fantasize about doing things like making out with her sweetly, romantically, cuddling with that little preteen, doing all the things that you would do with a lover. But she's a child, and you want to do those things to her, don't you? And when you think about it, you can't take her on a date. Can you? I mean, maybe you could go to McDonald's and go through the drive-thru and get her a Happy Meal. You can't take her out on a date, hold her hand like you want to, put your hand on her thigh and stroke her cheek, because she is a child. But these are the things that you like to think about, isn't it? Your little pedophile crush, Laura. Sweet little Laura. But back to my story. You see, even at this stage of my corruption, I can talk the men into believing that they're not doing too much wrong, right? They're not really seeing real child porn. It's just like non-nudes, you know? I mean, it's pushing the line, but not too far. But don't worry. I've got a third line, a third wall to break that's so easily to break down. And how I break that wall down is I encourage these men to pedo goon to non-nudes for hours. I'm talking hours and hours on end. And of course, it's not hard to get them to do that. to get them to overconsume children, overconsume non-nudes. And when I get them, these men, to that gooned out state where words are hard to form, drool even might be coming out of their mouth. They're definitely drooling out of that pedo cock. That is when I do my final evil, fucked up stage of corruption. That's when I feed them actual, real child porn. And once they see it, I'm broken for life. There's no running away from that. There's no forgetting what a man has seen when they see child porn. It breaks down the wall and they're forever fucked. Forever a pedo gooner. Forever desiring that sweet child cunt. And you know, I'm sly enough to know which files to send my little corrupted pedo puppets. The one I most love to show is the one with Masha sucking on adult dick and how much it makes people come to see an actual, real life child cunt. They're hooked in every level of obsession that grows. The more I'm turned on, the more wet I am. Because I literally will rub myself to multiple orgasms, thinking about all the men that I've ruined, all the men that are proud to claim that they are child-loving pedophiles, pedo-gooners, all because of me. All those little things that I put in front of their path, turning them into kiddie porn addicted pedophiles. And my darling, you for one have been broken a long time thanks to me. I don't know if you know, but you were one of my first. And since then, you've always been a very good and very filthy child porn addicted gooner. Always craving more. Always wanting me to pull you deeper. And I'm so proud of you. Much like a mother is proud of her son, that's how proud I am of you. So I want to give you a special proposition. I would love for you to join me in corrupting even more people to become pedophiles. Of course, we'll do more and more men because those are my favorites. And now that you're joining me, let's corrupt some women. Let's collect an army of pedophile gooners, male and female, completely ruined, completely broken. You want to do that with me? You want to turn innocent people into kiddie porn loving gooners?